Hare Krishna. This is a sort of a current day example of things that we read about in Shastra, where someone who is not a devotee speaks Krishna's name at the time of death, speaks the name of the Lord. There's the example of the Malecha who says Haram because it means, oh, how horrible, and so therefore he's liberated. Other examples are there. Different scriptures talk about the different types of way in which the name is mentioned. Bhagavatam, sixth canto, Hela, in derision, in joking, and so on. So these are not offensive. They're rather nam abhas, but they're spoken without any faith. But the power of that nam abhas is to actually liberate someone from their sinful activities. And so it's still a very powerful. Okay, now, moving to current times, or at least, well, not so current times, it's going back 30 years. But in 1991, there was a Christian pastor who really made a issue of attacking the quote-unquote cults, and that included us. Although he was also known as saying that of all the cults, the Hare Krishnas are the best. And that went on for quite a while, actually. It was quite an adventure. It was quite also a difficult time. Yesterday I was listening to Vyas Puja offerings, last year's Vyas Puja offerings, and Shori was recounting a story that Siddhamuni Prabhu had told him on Sankirtan. Very interesting story. So I'm sort of coming to the end of the Vyas Puja book. Good thing, just in time for the next one. Takes about a year for me to get through all the offerings. And this ceremony had met this lady who worked with this pastor. And she was with him doing things. And while the pastor was, you know, doing his work, Harinam party was coming by. And so he just exclaimed, oh, great, that's all we need, the Hare Krishnas. And when he said that, he had a heart attack and he died. So it's sort of interesting. I had already heard of that before, but I'd forgotten it. But it's quite interesting that here was someone who was certainly antagonistic to us, but still, at the time of death, he's saying Krishna's name, a result of which he's going to be free from all of his sinful reactions. And who knows, he may even not like to hear it, but he may end up taking birth as a Hare Krishna in his next life. Who knows? He may be out there selling books right now. So it's happening. It takes place. Of course, we know that there are many examples of devotees or acquaintances who, in a favorable mood, are chanting Hare Krishna, but it's also happening to other people as well. And that's the benefit of our preaching. It was, just imagine, what if the Harinam did not go past wherever he was on that day? So then he wouldn't have heard the holy name. He wouldn't have said Hare Krishna. He would have got another destination. So this is what our Krishna consciousness is about. We want to yam yam bhapi smaram bhavam. We want to train ourselves. We want to learn how to be able to, of course, not just say it with no faith or being offenseless. We want to learn how to actually say Krishna's name with love. And that's our whole Krishna consciousness, so that when we're leaving this world, we can say Krishna's name with love. Although there was a big kirtan going on at the time Srila Prabhupada left this world, but still, those devotees who were very close, they could see or hear that his last words, although he wasn't really speaking actually for that whole day, November 14th, but when Prabhupada was leaving this world, you could see his lips move, and he said, Hare Krishna, and that was it. So, Hare Krishna, it's going on. Hare Krishna.